2WI. KC2WIWA to you. Are you still there, Pete? KC2WIWA to you. WA to you, clear.
2WI.
Hi, Pete. KC2WI, WA to you.
WA to you, KC2WI. John just went out and got some wood here. I got some fire going. Looks like maybe we'll be needing it later this week, but it's pretty chilly. I left the windows open when I went up to Lake Pleasant, and I didn't actually get back here till this afternoon, so it's nice to have the fresh air in, but of course it wasn't too hot inside. And the fall color is pretty good up towards Lake Pleasant. It's still not that much here, but it's getting there. I guess we're going to have some Indian summer, you know, the end of the week. Haven't heard you for a while, KC2WI.
Yeah, I think we used to hear each other more than 40 meters in E-cars or something. We haven't gotten the stove going yet. I did a really poor job of keeping the glass clean, so I've got 90% of it clean now, but in the spring last year, we didn't really, you know, got up here in March and didn't burn it really hot enough to keep it clean, so I'm paying for that, so I'm getting it there, but we haven't got the stove going yet, and the furnace isn't kicked on, so we're lucky. We've got some evenings, though. It was real, real close, but we've got a full tank of fuel downstairs, and we've got all the firewood in, and we got a load of logs, I don't know, a few months ago, and I've been using the new saw and having fun cutting it up. It's a piece of cake, you know, when you got a saw big enough. So I've been blocking it up and rolling it off to the side, and then in the spring I'll probably end up splitting it. I doubt if I get it all cut up this year, but you never know. You get a couple few days of break and you get out there. The saw makes cutting the wood real, real, real easy. And this weekend, I guess, is the big Remsen Barn Fest. So Remsen will be busy with that this weekend. Boyd Remsen. So yeah, it's getting a little cooler. But it's nice that you can't beat sitting by a wood stove. I don't know, it's just something special about that heat.
Yeah, the problem around here is that the wood this year is a real problem because nobody has firewood. All the logs are going, all the wood is going to the chipper for the, you know, the burner at Fort Drum and I guess the one in Lionsdale, but Fort Drum is, you know, and they can get more for the wood with less hassle than cutting it to firewood. And so the guys that are doing firewood are all saying they're having trouble getting logs. And the price is going up. I paid $70 a cord. Now I pay a little extra to the guy that I've had do it because he splits it about half the size for most people because I have this little stove. And I don't use that much, so it's not too bad. But you know, I almost didn't get it. I called him earlier, and he said, you better look around because I don't have any logs. I'm having real problems. And, boy, I looked, and somebody else told me to check with a certain guy, and I didn't get right around to it. And I called him, and he said, well, yeah, I have wood. And then I said, well, I'll come up and look and see what you got because I got to see if if it'll work in my stove. And I didn't get around to that because I had, I've been swapping my two old cars back and forth, and so half the time I don't have the trailer towing vehicle. And then finally I went over there, and he had pretty much, he said, well, I got it all sold, but I have this pile here that I've marked as sold because the guy usually gets it, but I haven't heard from him. But I looked at it, and I said, my God, I'd have to split every one of those pieces just about. And it wasn't nice straight stuff that I could split by hand. I got Danny Hershey said I could borrow a splitter afterwards, but so I stopped at another guy, and he said, I'd be happy to give you some if I had it, and if I get some logs, I'll be happy to do it. You know, I'll take care of you, but I don't know. And then I called the guy that I've got it for the last few years from, and I said, hey, I can't find any. You know, let me know if you come, if you get wood. I'm still looking. And he called me back, and he said, yeah, he said, I'm getting a load, or I just got a load. He said, it's hard to get. He said, I got to charge you $70 a cord because the logs are more expensive. And I think, I don't know, so his regular price might be $65. I think he charged me an extra $5 a cord, which is nothing for the time it takes, you know, to split it finer. And, but he's, you know, he's just got the logs. They've been caught. You know, it's not like they just got caught. But they haven't, you know, he's split. So, that's fine, you know, better to stack it when it's cold than in the middle of the summer. But, you know, I only use a few cores. And I called, you know, oil company, and I said, you know, I talked this summer about getting oil, and I didn't do it. And I think it was $3.50 a gallon. I could have had them fill it up this summer, because I probably only used a few gallons since then. Said, well, you don't use enough. They looked at the history. I only use like 80, 90, 100, you know, less than 100 gallons a year. And he said, they said, well, you can't really pre-buy it unless you're using 400 gallons or more. And he said, they said, well, we'll fill it up, you know, if you want.
Well, people laugh, but I go out there. We got our wood pile, Kathy and I think it was when we got up here in March, April and May, we ordered our firewood. Guy said, well, you're first on the list. So time went, and finally the wood started showing up, dump truck after dump truck. So anyways, we ended up with 27 total cord of wood, but two I gave to our friends because they gave us a couple cord of wood when we first got up here. We had really nothing to burn, so it was good because the first couple loads, we wanted logs 20 inches long. Our stove will actually take logs up to 24 inches. It's a pretty good size stove, but anyways, so I didn't mind giving two cords away that were 16 inches. But then we started piling it, and there was a lot of, he could run it through a processor, so there was a lot of scrap and a lot of kindling, and actually a couple of truckloads of kindling and scrap, and I said, well, there's got to be a better way. You know, I want wood to burn. I don't want kindling, because once we get the fire going, we have an igniter on the stove, so I think we paid like $1,600 for the whole 27 cord of wood. I said, I think next year I'm gonna do our own thing. So we got the wood pile. It took Kathy and I about 28 days because, you know, you have rainy time. So we've got a tarp over it, about 40 feet long. And we've got it on pallets, 6 by 6 feet wide, maybe 8 foot wide, 6 foot high. I don't know, but it's all tied down. So it's been done for a while, but then I got anxious like you did. I said, boy, I want to get a load of logs, and you know, a lot of people doing logging, but who's going to deliver? Who's going to show up? And finally, this one guy, I called him. He said, oh, yeah, sure. And I said, well, I'll believe when I see it. He said, well, how big of logs can you take? He said, I've got some logs 20 feet long. You know, can you deal with 16, 20 inches in that? I said, sure. Well, there's some out there that are 25 inches in diameter, but that's okay because I'm glad he put down three logs and they put logs across it. Of course, they gave me an excuse to go out and buy a brand new saw, so I did. So I bought a regular professional a steel chainsaw, so it cuts that stuff like it's styrofoam. It's amazing. But that whole load of logs is only $750, and I think there's about 18 cord of wood in there. So overall, but you know, and then in the spring we'll have to get a splitter, but ultimately, that's the least expensive way to go. You know, paying $1,000 for a fuel tank, we did that a couple times last year. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I think we spent $2,100, I forgot how many dollars, and Pete, that buys one big pile of logs for $2,100, I'll tell you.
If I had a large piece of property, you know, I think I might do that. Of course, you know, if you'd have to figure it out over a number of years, because you buy you know, if you're gonna cut all the wood, you need a good, like you say, a professional heavy duty chainsaw, because you'll wear out a cheap one. So you're talking several hundred dollars there, and then you need a log splitter, and you're talking, you know, unless you really luck into a deal, you're talking a big bucks there. But if it, you know, even if I didn't burn a lot, I mean, the thing is, you could, like you say, get about 18 cords. Heck, 18 cords of wood would last me, I don't know, 5 years probably. So, you know, the cost per year would be minimal in this house. And, you know, if you had a well-insulated house in that, yeah, you'd definitely make out. And like for me, I would do it because I could just sit there, and the logs could sit there for a year or two before I got them all cut. No, no big deal. I wouldn't be, like you were saying, you were working for 28 days, but, you know, I'd go out there and cut a few logs, split a few logs on a cool day, and, you know, do it in the spring or a really cool day in the summer, or do some in the fall. You don't have to do it all at once if you have the space, but I couldn't deal with any logs here. I mean, you know, they could drop a couple 20 footers in the driveway, I guess. It's a dirt driveway, so it's not going to hurt anything. And I could cut them up, but I couldn't get a load. So there's no way. I'd love to be able to do that, or even the small stuff. I mean, I'd deal with the, you know, not little tiny branches, but, you know, limbs and stuff would be fine. It's easy. You don't have to split it. You just cut it up into the lengths, you know. And the limbs sometimes take longer to dry, if you're not splitting it, but you let it season for a year and you're okay. I just don't have the space for any of that stuff. Very, very frustrating. But the price is going up, it's even worse. But I don't know. I like the wood stove. Some people have pellet stoves. You know, the problem is now people are having problems getting pellets.
Oh, WATU, exactly. Well, you blast, Pete. Well, sometimes a stop by, because our front yard here, there's not a lot of grass for Kathy to mow out there, because the wood pile is kind of along the driveway, and there's one pile of the wood that's piled now is about 40 foot in length. You know, it goes along the driveway. Obviously, got to have access to it in the wintertime. We don't have a lot of places stored, so got to be able to get out there. Then there's some pallets. Then there's the logs. And then there's more pellets. So if people walk by, they can definitely tell we burn wood, but you're right. And all the professional saws, easily. We got a great deal on it because we bought ours up at the Woodsman's Field Day. I think it was over $1,000 or something, but it even has decompression. I was kidding my buddy because he burns wood. And he said, "Boy, that's a big saw. I don't know if you can get away with this other one." But so he came over one day and he tried. He goes, "Boy, that's nice, because you just, you know, it's bigger. It's 770 cc. So it actually has a decompression button on the where you can't even start it. It's got a double brake system. It's the MS441 CMQ steel saw. So it doesn't have a big bar, 20 inch bar, but it just rips through this wood like." I cut a couple pieces, and it's nice because all the logs are up on other logs, so you don't have to worry about the ground. But there was a spray of sawdust coming at the stuff right past my right arm, just like you were like water skiing. It was just screaming the sawdust out. And then I went back, and I had to cut something with my reliable Husqvarna 5100, and it's like, oh my goodness. But, you know, that's a good limbing saw. This other saw is not good for limbing. Not at all. Poor design for limbing, because the saw weighs like 16 pounds, so you don't want to schlock it around, but the little Husqvarna is great. So about my relatives. They were up, I think my sister was up Saturday. She goes, she was kidding me, you know, because I got the chaps and some stuff and got the PV pole. And she goes, oh, it's all about wood, isn't it, brother? It's all about the wood. And I go, no, it's all about beating the oil company.
Yeah, well, my father's got a steel, you know, wow, what is it, an 041 or something, a farm boss, old one, you know. Don't have any of the modern, there's no brake, there's no, you know, but it's a, boy, it's a nice saw, but, and it cuts pretty good. So it's not a homeowner saw, you know, it's better grade than that. I got a Poulan Pro, you know, Walmart saw that I picked up from a guy moving a few years ago, and I think I paid him $75, but I got the saw, and it actually works pretty good. It's not bad for, you know, a cheapy thing, and a nice, you know, the box carrying case thing, but the thing is, I got about 5 gallons of bar oil with it. I mean, you know, probably the oil, you know, I don't know but exactly, but I that was a deal. I mean, I haven't bought bar oil in, it's got to be at least 5 years. And then I got from Ed Yancey up here a couple, 3 years. I have a little steel 009, I think. It's just a cheapy homeowner, so I accept two of those. I bought one from Ed, and that one was a little tired when I got it, and now it's just non-functional. And then I got another one at a guy at a garage sale because I like the little thing, and it's, you know, it's good for trimming, limbing kind of stuff. But Ed had a Husqvarna. The number, but it's a professional, you know, limbing saw for, you know, climbing a tree and that, and it's a little saw, a little bar, but boy, is that a nice saw. You know, you can just tell the difference between that little saw and the little, you know, steel homeowner thingy. That little Husqvarna, it's really, really nice, and it's perfect, really, when I use it for, you know, trimming blowdown removal on the snowmobile trails and stuff. You know, you can stick it on a snowmobile. It's not too heavy. You know, it's a top-handle saw, which I really like, especially when you got to carry it a lot and do a lot of small stuff. You know, the balance is nice for that. You can kind of do what you're probably not supposed to, you know, and kind of reach out with one hand, you know, as long as you're, you know, paying attention to what you're doing. You can hold it in one hand, you know. It's a great little saw, but, you know, that was probably, I don't know what they were, new $400 or $500 for just a little saw, you know, but professional quality. So, well, you know, I don't know, maybe next year, see how it goes. I just got a suggestion from a neighbor of mine, that another guy that is doing firewood, gets all the logs he needs because his brother, I guess it is, I forgot, you know, is in the logging business, so he can get all the logs he wants. So that's another option for me next year to get firewood.
Yeah, double right to you. Well, you probably could probably put a fan on, you know, and circulate the air even more. So, okay, on the different saws, yeah, they have I just ordered a saw for Kathy, a little bitty one. Our neighbor, his wife Sandy, had had a little Ryobi 18 bolts on it. It's neat. It was only like 6 pounds, and it handles stuff that the clippers won't handle. So it works out real well for that, you know, that kind of thing. And the old saws are fine. It's just like my Husqvarna had I don't know 17 years now, and it starts on the first pull. It's just, you know, there's some parts when you can't get parts for it. You try calling CJ, and there's nothing wrong. It's like, you know, the gas cap. I wanted to really try to get another gas cap. So there's probably some parts, if they really go, that'll be the end of it, which is too bad because the engine's really, really solid. And I went with a steel, just thought I'd try something something different and, you know, built for ruggedness and the parts are easy to get. You know what, though, Pete, you can't fix the new ones. This new one's got some super-duper electronic ignition in it. I bought it from Hootens or Hudson Sales or whatever. And, you know, they plug in it, they literally plug the saw to a computer, and they can tell how many times you've pulled it and how much wood you've cut and how many hours. And the computer in it is able to adjust for the altitude and the oxygen. You can't do anything with the carburetor. If something goes, you got to take it and have somebody fix it, you know, so. Oh, well. Well, I'm going to get out of here. I really enjoyed it. And I think your idea with the logs, I know a couple people that do the same thing. My friend Mark, Jeremy doesn't have place for the logs, so they go up to Mark's house and, you know, they cut the logs and they put them in a truck. I know it's an extra step, but, and then they bring them down to their other house. It's not that far away, but it works out well, and then, you know, people get their wood cut and they all work on it together, and it seems to be a happy medium for everybody. Not everybody's got a whole yard they want to dump logs and have, you know, I know people who are like, I don't want the firewood out there. But, anyways, that'll be fine. Well, we'll chat again. Good to, haven't done this in a while. I'll say 7-3 in the Rockton's probably going to show up, pop up here, so I'll get out of their way, but well, we'll keep in contact. If you run into a real problem, I'll give you a call or something, and I'll give you some numbers. I know people have got wood. KC2WI, 7th Street, Pete. I'll WA to you.
Well, I think I'm all set. I don't have it, but Bob says he's got it, and he's cutting it. And I said, well, I'm not in any big rush. I have enough wood for the fall, you know. I've got I have 3/4 of a cord, maybe. I brought some from Lake Pleasant. I didn't bring a little bit at it, split a few of the pieces I had up there and throw it in the car. And then one time I had my trailer, and I wouldn't dare fill it up. I could place a 4x8 trailer, so I put a base cord in there, which is what I do from Bob, and then I drive very, very slowly the few miles from West Lowellville to here. Or, well, maybe he's in, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, we'll call it West Level. And so I'm all set. And one time I took the trailer and I just put like one layer, you know, so that it wasn't too heavy. And between that and what I had left over from last year, okay. Normally I have a cord or two. I'm ahead, but last year was a cold winter. I burned most of it. So, you know, I think I'm okay. If I had to find a cord or two somewhere else, I'd probably pay more, but I could find it. But that may be a thing next year. I mean, I'm gonna maybe ask Dan about that. You know, if you do it in you just do it all at once with a bunch of people, it wouldn't be too bad. And then he doesn't live very far at all from me, so putting a cord of time in my trailer and bringing it over is easy to do. But, I haven't been on HF much at all. I haven't been on the radio in the summer. I go out, and maybe I'll check in the e-cars or listen for a while. And sometimes I just don't even turn it on. It's just sort of babble. It's distracting. You know, it depends on the mood. But now, I'm in a little bit more even when I'm not working. So, and we were running into you on HF. The first time I really sat down and just talked on the radio for a while, really, other than the occasional check in the e-cars or something in our Sunday morning, North Country Group there on 3958, was yesterday, late, I can't remember what time it was. It was dark, I guess. I think it was dark, yeah. I flipped around the bands and they were pretty open and a lot of people on 17 meters and 20 and up to 15. There's people on 15, and I don't know what contests were going on, but I didn't want to talk to any contesters. I didn't want to talk to any, you know, DX5973 types. So I just called on 15, and the first station was a guy in California, and we chatted for quite a while. I think that guy was running the amplifier, and he said, let me turn the amplifier off, and let me go down to QRP. And he went down to like 10 watts. And, you know, I said, well, you know, instead of 20 over your S9, or I couldn't tell the difference if you didn't tell me. And the next guy was stationed in Florida. So I thought that, too bad somebody wasn't watching. That would have been a pretty good demonstration, you know. The farthest west you could go in the continental U.S. and the farthest south, at least statewide, that you could go. And I don't know, talk to three other people.
This is KD2, GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
GSK. This is Kilo Charlie 2, Whiskey India, no traffic, over.
That's KC2, Whiskey India, is that it, over?
KC2WI, roger, over.
And that's affirmative. Well, thank you very much. KC2WI, no traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, calling for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. Over. This is KD2, GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. Over. This is KD2, GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. Over. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2 GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2 GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Octon. This is a final call, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. Over. No other traffic? So this is KD2 GSK for Octon. Wishing everybody a pleasant evening. 73s and switching.